This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up? This is Walker.
Walker Hayes. What's up, man? It's Coop. How are you, dude?
Coop. So good, man. You all right today?
I'm doing really, really good, man. I'm so excited to talk to you and about everything going on in your crazy life right now.
Dude, I'm excited to talk to you, too. It's a good day to talk to me. I think my song, like, went number one a night ago or maybe yesterday or something.
Congrats, man. Number one. How does it look? How does it feel? Because here's the thing. You've obviously had hits before, right? And you're a songwriter. And, of course, we know you broke up with me. Like, you've had success before, but this feels a little different, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, look, success, I use that term lightly. I mean, we've had hits, definitely. You Broke Up With Me was a big kind of career catalyst for me. That was the biggest hit I'd had thus far. And it stopped at 9. And, you know, that honestly, looking at that song, I was like, well, that's about as big as I'm ever going to do. I mean, you know, that's all I got, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, a few years later, here we are, and this song comes out of nowhere, and just, there it is. Like, I find, you know, I think me and my team, me and my wife, my kids, we've laughed, like, please, Lord, please just give me one hit, you know? We've, like... And, you know, it's a far-fetched thing to achieve. I mean, it's impossible to get a number one in this town. I mean, I've been here 17 years.
Yep.
I think it could quite possibly be the hardest thing I've ever done is to ring that bell. And, you know, hopefully it camps out there and it's a legit, you know, number one on country radio. But, you know, Fancy Like has been a win from the get-go, you know, like, yeah. It's been on the Billboard Hot 100 country for like 16, 17 weeks, which is insanity. I don't think anybody in January would have been like, hey, I bet Walker Hayes is going to have a massive song this year that everybody does a dance to all around the world, you know?
Well, congratulations, first off, because you are one of the nicest human beings in country radio that I've had the pleasure of talking with. You're just an awesome human being, and so you genuinely deserve all of the success. And I'll tell you this, in our building here, we have a country station, we have a pop station, we have a hot AC station, and all three are playing Fancy Like. And I think that speaks to the power of this song, man. And so I want to kind of go back, and I want to talk about where the idea of the song came from first. Before it went viral on TikTok and the dance and all that, where did the idea come from?
You know, my co-writer, his name is Josh Jenkins. He's one of the writers. He came in and said, had the title Fancy. And I just said, man, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. And then it turned from fancy to fancy like. And, yep, you know, that just had more swag. And, hey, you know, we all know Reba.
Yeah.
Reba had already done Fancy. So we couldn't do that. But, you know, Fancy Like, it just landed as, like, the bow tie on the song. And, man, honestly, I've never written a song that fast, which is kind of, it's discouraging and pretty awesome at the same time. It's like, man, maybe I've been trying too hard for, you know, 17 years. But, dude, honestly, the song Fancy Like, it could not be more true to life. Like, that is our family. Like, last night we went to Chick-fil-A. That's not fancy, but we love it, You know, it's great. And, you know, but if we go to Applebee's, that's a big deal. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, for my family and six kids. And apparently a lot of people can relate, you know.
It's incredibly relatable, and I think you're absolutely right as far as that when you guys came across that fancy-like line, it is relatable. I was listening to, I think it was a podcast the other day, and it was Toby Keith talking about being in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and he was talking about how he's written way more terrible songs than he's ever written good songs, and that you just kind of start to figure out that formula, and you get better and better and better and better. And I think that kind of speaks to you saying, you know, maybe I've been trying so hard this whole time, and you come across this song, and it's just relatable, man, right?
It is, and you know, it's like you learn, you know,
yeah.
You learn from what the people react to. And like, for instance, you broke up with me. It was a niche audience, you know, and it hit the commercial mainstream, and it was cool, but it wasn't fancy like,
right.
You know, and I could put those songs together and be like, I see why they had different lives. You know,
yep.
But dude, honestly, you know, like I said earlier, Fancy Like is, it's like freaking Halley's Comet coming around, you know, like it doesn't, not many of my peers have been a part of something this big. And so to just be a co-writer, I'm so fortunate. I'm the dude that gets to sing it. My daughter and I, we obviously captured lightning in a bottle that day, you know, when we did the first dance.
Yep.
We had no clue we were setting trends. We were just being idiots, having some fun. And now I've noticed a ton of country artists doing dances and stuff, and I love it. I think it's freaking awesome, you know. And I, you know, a lot of them are dads like me and just having a good time, you know.
There's a couple things that you said there that I want to point on. And
yeah.
The first one there, you were talking about other country artists jumping on, and that's absolutely the case. They are jumping on, and they're doing it because they realize the value of it. And here's the interesting thing about that is that, as you know, it's no surprise to you that you've had critics come out and say, oh, he's not country, it's not a country song. And you're watching people like Clay Walker, who's almost as country as it gets, who's out there doing TikTok dances and videos and whatnot. So how has that kind of been for you? It's got to be a little bit of sweet justice. Obviously, you're a humble person, so you're not going to brag about it or anything. But they're kind of taking a page out of your book and going, look what happened to this song and to this guy, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, but hey, look, I would honestly, Coop, I would brag if I had done it on purpose. But it wasn't on our agenda, you
right.
know what I'm saying? Like it's not like Leela and I did that dance and we were like, yo, let's be the next Renegade, you know, on
yeah.
TikTok. And to tell you the truth, I love TikTok, and I have grown to just really embrace that platform, and it feeds me as an artist, and I'm able to feed the fans directly.
Yep.
But I will just be honest. I didn't know that that was available. You know, I
yeah.
kind of looked at TikTok as like, there's another social outlet that I got to figure out.
Right.
And will it really move the needle? I don't know. And I think my song proves it really actually does move the needle. And so I think artists are smart. You know, it's fun to be the first person to pop off
yeah.
using something, but, you know, all of us artists look at each other and we go, hey, that guy's doing really good with that method. Maybe I'll try that, you know? And if it's really who you are, the fans will react. If
yeah.
it's not who you are, they just won't react.
I think that's true too. I think it's the fact that you guys were having fun, right? It was genuinely, you're not trying to go viral. You're just a dad and a daughter having fun dancing around on TikTok. And I think people saw that. And obviously they took to that and felt a connection with that. Speaking of that, look, I have three kids. My kids are 8,
yeah.
6, and 3. So the world that we live in now look, they're not on TikTok or anything like that, but I'm sure once they get to the teen years and whatnot, they're going to be interested in stuff like that. How has it been for you and your daughter and your other kids to see this TikTok fame? Is it something you're a little weary of because of sort of the downsides of social media? Or how do you, as a father, take control of something like that?
Yeah, you know, here's the deal. I completely protect and I'm happy to admit and I'm that I probably overprotect my kids from it. You know, I don't let Leela read the comments.
Yep.
You know, she doesn't have TikTok. You know,
right.
She's 15 and she doesn't have it. None of my kids have it. And, you know, that's just a personal choice. Like, I can freely admit that socials, they don't always have a positive influence on me. You
yeah.
know, they can swallow you up. You know, they can really, you can make them your god. You can buy into the hype and you can buy into the hate,
yep.
you know. And you can really wake up affected by how many likes you got, how it's growing, what people are saying. And so right now, I try to protect my kids from it. Now, at the same time, I think for my business and for my dream, if done in a healthy capacity, it is obviously taking me places, you know, that I could not have gone without it. And so, I don't know. I just try to communicate with them and assist them with any experiences they have with it and just try to explain why I protect them from it now. And, you know, who knows? Maybe, you know, Leela's about to turn 16. Maybe we make that decision and
yep.
say, here you go. You know, here's your page. I'd love to help you kind of navigate that from a business perspective and just try to make it a healthy part of her life. Because we all know it can really be a bad thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely, 100%. Well, let's talk about, you talked about from a business standpoint and your dream standpoint. Let's talk about that and what's next, because you've got You Girl, which is out, and it's a phenomenal song. Let's talk about the tour, Fancy Like Tour. Pre-sale tickets just went on sale,
yeah.
actually. So let's talk about what's next for you and kind of in your dream state, what do you see happening and what do you want to achieve next?
That's funny. I was telling somebody yesterday, in an interview, I've never had a little dream in my life. I mean, I'm the most unrealistic dreamer ever.
Yeah.
Like, I have super high expectations, and it's okay if, you know, we don't meet them. But, you know, for instance, you know, I would love for my next – I'm about to drop a song called AA in mm-hmm. November, and I hope it's just as fast as Fancy Like.
Yeah.
Like, I hope it debuts – in the 20s, you know, on country radio, which is super far-fetched. You know, that just doesn't happen these days for artists like me, but I'd love for it to, you know. And then You Girl is really taking off. I mean, we just put that out like as a, hey, this is fun.
Yeah.
Let's kill some time here while Fancy Like is making its run to hopefully number one. You know, but it's popping off. I actually did that dance in a Chick-fil-A last night, and it's making a run for it. But, dude, we got the tour starting in January.
Yep.
And goal-wise, I mean, I want to be playing arenas. And then, you know, as soon as I'm playing arenas, I'll definitely have my eye on a stadium here or there. But, dude, I basically just said I'm going to be Kenny Chesney in a couple years. But, you know, Kenny Chesney woke up one day and said, I want to be Kenny Chesney,
yep.
so why can't I? You know?
Are absolutely correct, and I'm in that dream state too, man. That's me. I'd love to hear that. I hope you don't mind me mentioning this song because it's one of my favorites on my personal playlist that I play all the time, and it's called
yeah.
Paying For It with Levi Hummon. It's
oh, man. Mention that as many times. Yeah.
It's such a great song, man. And, of course, you guys talk about how you got Wazoo in a song. Talk to me really quick about that song, how it came together, and I guess just the whole thing.
Yeah, so that was Levi's idea. He came in the room, and he had actually had it kind of in a ballad form.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I don't know. Like, I think it's a party, you know?
Yeah.
And so we wrote that lick that kind of comes in before the song begins. It's so swampy.
Yep.
And, man, I have never been more angry that someone else cut a song because I love that song. And, dude, I think that's a bona fide hit. Like,
yeah.
I think if more people heard that song, it would take off for Levi. And Levi asked my daughter, Leela, to make up a dance. So we did a dance together on that one, and it's taken off. But every time Levi's around when I've got a show, he gets on stage, and my band plays it, and we go hard on Paying For It, man. That's one of my favorite songs to sing live, and he was super sweet to feature me in that bridge. So, dude, honestly, thank you for mentioning that song. I think it's completely underrated, and wish somebody would give it a whirl.
I agree. I definitely think if you're listening to this, go check it out. Levi Hummond, Paying For It with Walker Hayes. It's so cool. Obviously, you, girl, we can't wait for AA. And if you check out the tour dates, hopefully Walker's coming to your town. The Fancy Like Tour, the pre-sale tickets just went on sale. Walker, thank you so much for your time, man. Congratulations on all the success. And I can't wait to see you live soon, brother.
Hey, dude, so good talking to you. Thanks for having me this morning. Y'all have a good day, okay?
You too, man. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.